colleague Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We turn to space exploring, in particular, the most famous sun in history, ours. Bob, the solar cycle. There are projections of the solar cycle, sunspots appearing, sunspots disappearing. Right now, we're supposed to be heading to a solar maximum, I believe sometime in the year 25. How are we doing?
The key to this story is that the sun is proving unequivocally that the solar scientist community, they understand nothing about the sun. And they actually try to hide this fact by making predictions and then revising their predictions repeatedly, so they always come out right at the end. So the sun, I keep this track of this every month. When NOAA updates its monthly graph, I post it and then add details to make give context. And the sun has not behaved as predicted. Before the ramp up to solar maximum, there were two predictions. One prediction said the solar maximum would be very weak and occur in 25, and another prediction said it would occur in 25, but it would be very, very, very powerful. And so the sun, for most of the last 3 years, has been ramping up to maximum, but has indicated it was going to be a more powerful maximum than the high prediction. However, it looks like it might not be as high as the high prediction, but it's going to be higher than the low prediction. So what have the scientists done? These two groups that predicted things back in 2020 or so have now revised their predictions so they'll be closer to what the sun is actually doing, and they can now crow, "We got it right." This is the analogy I point out. This is like asking someone to predict the winning of a racehorse when the horse is only 10 yards from the finish line. In other words, you can always get it right when they're almost crossing the finish line, and that's what these guys are doing. And there's a third group in India that recently posted its own prediction now, claiming that the solar maximum was going to come earlier than predicted by a full year, which might be the case. We still really don't know. They also are making a prediction when the horses are about to cross the finish line so they can look good. All it indicates is these guys don't know a darn thing. They do not know why the sun does this. They know sunspots are produced by the magnetic field of the sun and the dynamo within the sun, and they know the sun's magnetic dynamo flips its polarity every 11 years, and corresponding with that action, you get a rise and a fall of sunspots, because the activity fluctuates and produces more or less sunspots depending on the moment during the cycle. But why it happens within the dynamo, they haven't defined this idea. And so these guesses are all guesses. They're all guesses. They've always been guesses. And that's what this was told us now. We might have a maximum. We do not know when it's going to really occur, John, or how powerful it's going to be.
No guessing about our favorite flying toaster on the surface of Mars, Ingenuity. You can count on a robot to always be there. No guessing whatsoever. Ingenuity, Flight 67, any significance, Bob?
Just that they did it. And what's interesting is that the solar conjunction had just ended. The communications that had been blocked for a month were finally opened. And almost to the day they reopened communications, the engineers from Ingenuity uploaded a new flight data. And on December 2nd, it completed its 67th flight, moving ahead into the ground where Perseverance will eventually fly. I've got a map on Behind the Black so you can see where it sits relative to Perseverance and where. It's telling us where Perseverance is going to go, John.
There's a blue dot and a green dot. Which is
the green dot is Perseverance moving ahead into Neretva Vallis, and the blue dot is Perseverance far away going in the opposite direction. It'll eventually turn around and follow Perseverance.
So green is Ingenuity or Percy?
Yes, green is Ingenuity.
Okay. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Ingenuity, hang in there. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.